Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on having love for one another, what a person should say when he meets his brother, and at the same time this love that a person has should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we do a hadith an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life. والذي نفسي بيدي. I take an oath in that being whose control is my life, that you will not enter Jannah, you will not enter paradise until you believe. And you do not believe unless you have love for each other. Should I not direct you towards something that if you engage in, you will develop love for each other. Make salam common amongst you. So this hadith is teaching us a few things. The first thing is, what is the condition for a person to enter Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking an oath. Taking an oath. Now why does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam need to take an oath? He doesn't need to take an oath. Every word that came out of the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% true. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking an oath to show us the importance of what he is saying. To impress upon us, not to say that whatever, sometimes he may be saying something, wa'na'uzu billah, that's not true. But to impress upon us how important these words are that he's saying. First thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that you, la tadkhulu al-jannata hatta tu'minu, you will not enter Jannah until you believe. So the first condition of entering Jannah is bringing Iman. Today we look at it, that this condition generally is put one side, and the things that come after this part in the hadith, it is generally encouraged. But look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said first, la tadkhulu al-jannata hatta tu'minu, you will not enter Jannah until you bring Iman. In other words, unless you are a Muslim, you won't enter Jannah. So everything else is secondary. Everything else is irrelevant if a person doesn't have Iman. Iman is of paramount importance. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُّوا. You do not have Iman until you love one another. So who Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is talking about? Loving one another. In other words, one Muslim loves another Muslim. So what is happening today, unfortunately, there is a push, especially from the West, etc., that love one another, learn to coexist, have love for the non-Muslim also. The non-Muslim must have love, in other words, for the Muslim. Everyone must like each other. But the first condition that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, hatta tu'minu, until you bring Iman. This is the condition of love. Love comes after that. Love doesn't come before that. Only after that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, now that Iman is there, until you will not enter Jannah, until you will not have Iman, complete Iman, until you love one another. What is meant by Iman here? Complete Iman. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is showing us the path, that how can you create this love? This love is such an important thing between brothers, between believers, between Muslims. Love is so important. But what easy way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us, and look at the beautiful style and the tawazu and the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have just mentioned it to Sahaba. He says, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. Should I not show you? In other words, asking them, must I show you? This is a sign of humility. This is a sign of humility when a person is saying something, but he is actually asking the person that, must I tell you? So this is a sign. This is a nice way also of giving dawah, a nice way of encouraging people to do something. He's asking them and getting a response from them that, should I show you? In other words, the talab and the desire comes from that person, and now you explain to the person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, should I not show you of something that if you do it, tahabbabtum, you will end up loving one another. What is it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afshu salama bainakum, that make salam common amongst yourselves. That whenever you meet each other, make salam common. The salam is something that will create love between you all. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing salam. Such an easy thing, but this is a recipe for love. It's a recipe for creating love between brothers. And salam is such a thing that when you make it full, don't feel shy. Whether we are typing it in a message, whether we are writing an email, don't just put the salam, or don't just put the SLM. Salam is something that we should put in full. We should say it in full. This is the recipe for love. It may take a few seconds extra, may take a few moments extra to say the full salam, to reply to the full salam. But if this is the recipe for love, why should we not do it? After all, this is the teaching of our beautiful deen. So when we're making salam, say the full salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salam finishes at barakatuh. And when we're replying also, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So therefore we should try and make it a point of making the full salam, encouraging salam amongst family members, encouraging the salam amongst friends, amongst employees, amongst neighbors, etc. So long as the person is a Muslim. If a person is a non-Muslim, sometimes non-Muslims, they learn the salam. So when a non-Muslim makes salam to you, then what you should do is just say these words, wa alaik. So whatever salam a non-Muslim makes to you, just say wa alaik. Wa alaik means and upon you. Whatever you're saying, and upon you. Because we're not allowed to make salam to non-Muslims. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.